Blog Talk Radio.
Beauty Shop for the Soul is a magnificent transformation to restore, cleanse, and tap into the essence of who you truly are. Beauty Shop for the Soul gives you the experience of a new makeover from inside out. Beauty Shop for the Soul was a universal gift to be birthed into the world to host Joanne Buckner. Joanne received this incredible gift through a meditation to share with others to awaken the soul. Beauty Shop for the Soul is a true magical process of the divine being you truly are. Now sit back, relax, and let Beauty Shop for the Soul take you on a new, exciting journey with host Joanne Buckner.
There, everyone. Sabidi, Reverend Sabidi, you're on, and I'm off.
Honored today of being the host of her show. This is Beauty Shop for the Soul. And for some of you who are not familiar with me yet, I am the executive director at thepower.org, and I'm a newspaper columnist. I write the empowerment column for the Las Vegas Informer newspaper, and we're now syndicated in about 8 cities. And then I also write the Mars versus Venus column in the Las Vegas Woman magazine. But what I'm best known for is being the inventor of the personal time map system. And so it's actually the time map system that I'm going to be spending most of our time talking about today. The time map system is a mathematical technology that integrates our date of birth with universal laws that govern existence. And what it does is it provides us with illuminated empowerment in a way that puts us at a superior advantage over our situations and circumstances. So I know that this may sound like quite a mouthful to take in, and so I'm gonna break this down a little bit to make it a little easier to process. Basically, a little bit about my background, which led to this, was I was a physics major in college, and I majored in physics because I love to fix things. But my theory is that before one can fix something, one must first understand, well, how does it work? How is it supposed to operate? And so that's why I majored in physics, because physics teaches us how the universe operates, and not only that, but how to explain it mathematically. Then I minored in comparative religions. And the reason why I studied religion is because even to this day, I'm still fascinated by the influential power that religion seems to have over the people who follow that particular religion. And so while studying the great religions of the world, upon learning their differences, I became even more interested in wanting to see if there was any aspect of religions that bring them all together. In other words, is there a common denominator or a place where they all agree? And so what kept coming up for me was the word truth. For example, the Bhagavad Gita, which is the Hindu scripture in India, says that the truth is triumphant and always prevails in the end. And then the Holy Quran says that the truth is eternal and everlasting. And then the Holy Bible says the truth will set you free. So it was at this moment when I realized then that it's not religion that I seek. Where does one find this truth? That, you know, they're all pointing in the direction of this truth. Where does one find this truth? so what happened for me was I became a self-proclaimed truth seeker. And so while as a self-proclaimed truth seeker, I was having some fun inside of a poker game. There was it was a high stakes poker game. At least it was high stakes according to my wallet, but it was a high stakes poker game. And upon losing my chips at the table, the other guy that was raking all the chips over in his direction, these words came out of his mouth when he said, "Don't lie." And so as a truth seeker, that was like the most profound thing I'd ever heard. I just finished studying all of these great religions of the world, and I'd always heard that statement, that phrase that the cards don't lie. So what happened was that was probably one of my huge aha moments, because I realized that an investigation into the standard deck of playing cards was that one stone that was left unturned. So what happened was I did an investigation, you know, to see what I could learn about the standard deck of 52 playing cards. And here's some of the things that I discovered. First is I discovered that no matter where we are in the world, if we walk into a casino, we will see that they're all in agreement around one deck and one deck only. In other words, it's not tarot cards, it's not angel cards, but it is the standard deck of playing cards that are familiar to games like poker and blackjack and solitaire, etc. That's the universal platform on which all casinos have been built. The next thing that I observed about the standard deck of playing cards that just super, super fascinated me was that the structure of this deck, that this deck of cards actually remains as the only scripture in existence that remains unchanged since its origin. For example, the Bible has been revised many, many times. There's the Catholic version of the Bible. There's the Jehovah's Witness version of the Bible. There's the Book of Mormon. There's the King James Version, a New English Translation, et cetera, et cetera. But with the standard deck of playing cards, there still exists no authority anywhere on planet Earth that can change the structure of this deck. And so this really caught my attention, because this deck of playing cards is able to say truths that don't exist for anything else in existence. So then I started doing even more investigation into the standard deck of playing cards, and I learned that the structure of the deck of playing cards has a mathematical correlation with our modern calendar. For example, there are 52 cards in the deck, which represent the 52 weeks in the year. Then there are 12 face cards that are the jacks, queens, and kings. And those 12 face cards represent our 12 months, or the 12 a.m. or the 12 p.m. hours in a day. Then we have the four suits that are hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades, which represent the four directions of time. In space, we have four directions that are north, south, east, and west. But in time, we also have four directions that are hearts is when we advance emotionally, clubs is when we advance mentally, diamonds is financially, and spades is spiritually. And so everyone in existence is trying to advance in at least one of these directions, if not all of these directions. Once again, our hearts emotional, clubs mental, diamonds financial, and spades spiritual. Then when we divide our deck in half, we have the hearts and the diamonds that make the red cards. Then we have the clubs and the spades that make the black cards. And so this red and black positive and negative aspect of our existence, as in night and day, or inhale, exhale. Anytime we have to jump start a car, we have to connect to a red and black cable on the battery denoting the positive and negative force. And then, of course, every business is trying to get out of the red and into the black, not knowing that this originated with our standard deck of playing cards. So what happened was, the more that I began to see that there was a mathematical correlation between the structure of the deck and the structure of our calendar, then this reawakened the Albert Einstein student within me, because as a physics major in college, you can't major in physics without learning a lot of the teachings that came from Albert Einstein, who is still considered by many as the greatest physicist of all time. But what Albert Einstein is actually most famous for is proving proving the relationship between time and space, and it's called the law of relativity, or E equals MC squared. But what it simply means for all of us that are listening is, it means wherever we are, there's always the time we're there, and that where and when, or time and space, must coexist, or we don't exist, according to Einstein. So this just really fascinated me even more, because where we are is, say, a map of the United States, if you happen to be in the United States, and then when we are, that's the personal time map system that's available at thepower.org. So the way it works is, if we imagine looking at a map of the United States, for example, just imagine looking at a map of the United States, and if you're in the United States, you would be able to almost immediately point to your approximate location to where you are on that map. And so the first function then of a map is to show us where we are. The second function of that same map is to show us what to expect in the future if we go in any direction. And then that map shows us what are our directional choices. So what a map of the United States tells us is, if we go north, it predicts that Canada will come into our future. If we go south, it predicts that Mexico will come into our future. So the time map actually works the same way, except with a time map, it doesn't involve places, but instead it involves the people that are playing a pertinent role, a significant role in our life, the people that exist to help us advance in those four areas, emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually. So one of the most extraordinary features of the time map system, beyond its profound truthfulness and accuracy, is that the people who surround you, or the people who get the most of your time and attention, are all going to be located on your time map by their birthday. And then the time map is also defining, or letting you know, what is the experience that's happening with that individual from your point of view. This way, we are able to predetermine which way and with whom is leading to what it is that we seek to accomplish. You see, because going back to looking at a map of the United States, if you could just go with me with the imagination, looking at a map of the United States, just because we see Canada on the map does not mean we're going to go to Canada. It's just that the map is just letting us know that only if you come in this direction are you going to experience what's here. And so the time map actually works the same way, meaning that, I'll give you an example. A map in the United States says if you go north, Canada. If you go south, Mexico. Now your time map will tell you if you go with this lawyer, you're going to be disappointed. If you go with this lawyer, you're going to have legal victory. If you go with this stockbroker, you're going to have financial trouble. If you go with this stockbroker, you're going to have financial success. You see, once again, neither map, time or space, neither map is predicting which way we will go. But both maps are showing us where we are and showing us what will happen as a result of the direction we take, and then both maps show us what our directional choices are. Then what I've been able to do with the time map system is the time map system now has been in existence for about 23 years. I've been doing this for 23 years. I've written a lot of books on the subject, and I'll come back and talk about that in a moment. But the time map, though, has been simplified, and it has evolved into an extremely simplified interactive birth chart at thepower.org. So what happens is a time map covers a full year in any individual's life from birthday to birthday. So that means that if a person's about to turn 40, 45 years old, then they're going to want to purchase age 45. You know, and then when they're getting ready to turn 46, then they're going to need to get another time map. And so using the time map system, it costs less than 60 cents a week to use the time map system. And so what happens when a person purchases a time map is they receive a personal access code. It's a five-digit number, and you have unlimited use of that access code. You can use it a billion times, and it never expires. And so with that access code, it will work with your date of birth, and every time you use it at the website, it will bring your time map on the screen. And so then when you're looking at your time map will show you by date, actual dates. It will show you your past, your future, except your future is still yet to be determined by which directions you take. And then the time map, once again, is showing us what are our directional choices. So then with the time map system, it comes with these two easy instructions. These instructions are so easy that we have users that are in the eighth grade that can teach anybody how to do the two instructions on a time map. The good news about the instructions of the time map is that the computer does all the work, and there are two instructional videos at the website covering both of those instructions. And if you watch both videos, the total time is 11 minutes. So it takes 11 minutes to learn how to use a time map. So I'll tell you what the instructions are. The first instruction is how to locate people on your time map. So to do that, all you'll do is you will enter their birthday in you know, where you're supposed to enter it, and you'll just click go. And then your time map goes away for a split second, and it comes back, and it has these little tiny computer hands that are pointing to where that person is located and identified on your time map. So that's instruction number one. Instruction number two is you're going to want to know, well, I see them. What does it mean? So instruction number two is called which definition to read. And so all you have to do is simply bring the mouse over to the area where that person is located, and the definition pops out like a balloon telling you what it means. That's it. That's as simple as it works. But yet, because the time map system integrates our date of birth with universal laws that govern existence, but yet it's structured within this ancient science that has evolved out of the standard deck of playing cards. And so the playing cards are used arbitrarily. They're not used physically because it has a purely mathematical basis. Another great thing about the time map system is that there's no belief requirements in any way, shape, or form. In other words, this time map system applies to anyone who has a date of birth and goes through 7 days a week. Anybody who has a date of birth, and if you also go through 7 days a week, then that means then you're not exempt from the same rules that apply to the rest of us. For example, Bill Gates, he's a popular guy. This guy's got a whole lot of money. But yet, with all of that money, Bill Gates cannot buy or purchase one more hour in a day so that he can have 25 hours in a day instead of 24. You see, this is what I mean about the universal laws that govern existence. The same universal laws that make us have to sit on the toilet. In other words, it doesn't matter how much money we have. It doesn't matter what church we belong to, what book we read, or how faithful we are. What makes us sit on the toilet doesn't care what we think or believe, and it doesn't seek our approval or permission to operate the way it does. Fortunately, one of the rules, one of the number one rules of existence is that what's governing everything, it cannot violate its own laws. It can never violate its own laws. In other words, that's why the sunrise is never late. The sun rises on time because there's a perfect order governing existence that's so perfect and so pure of the highest integrity that it can never violate its own laws. And because it cannot violate its own laws, this is why we can count on all of the things that we count on that operate every day. You know, in other words, when we flip the switch, the light comes on. It doesn't care if we're a Buddhist. It doesn't care if we're a Hindu. It doesn't care if we're young or old, because this is how it works. And as long as everything complies with the rules that govern its operation, it will always operate. It will always work. So to tell you a little bit more about this time map system, because the time map system is just exploding in popularity, mainly because people have discovered it to be a powerful tool, not only for being at a superior advantage over one's situation and circumstance, but it's also a tool that's helping us to solve and prevent many problems. For example, many of you may have heard the investor say, if I would have known that I was going to lose my money monkeying around with this idiot, I would have never given him my money. Or you might have heard maybe some lady say, if I would have known that this guy was going to cause me so much grief, I would have never gotten involved with him. So in both of these examples, what they're really saying beneath that, underneath it, is if I would have seen that I was taking this wrong direction in my life, I would not have gone that way. I would have taken one of the other directions that were available for me, one of the other directions that was supporting what it is that I'm seeking to accomplish. You see, because there's been so many things that have been said over the years, such as, oh, well, I guess it's just not in the cards for us. And it's like, that's right. It's true. You see, but the thing is that no one really has a real chance at winning in the game of life if one does not know what is your hand, what cards has life dealt you. And yet, that's what the time map system is the time map system shows you cards have been dealt to you so that you know what are the influences present in your life and what are your directional choices and who are the major players that are factoring into what it is that you're seeking to accomplish. And so the real name of the game, as far as the deck of playing cards go, is not poker, blackjack, and solitaire. The real name of the game is to succeed in these four suits. In other words, to succeed emotionally, hearts, to succeed mentally, clubs, to succeed financially, diamonds, and to succeed spiritually, spades. And then I'll take it a step further in saying that I personally believe that the way that we will reestablish heaven on earth is through mastery of these four suits. And so what that means is it means achieving the unconditional love and happiness of hearts, the know-how and intelligence of clubs, the abundance and prosperity of diamonds and the perfect health and divine wisdom of spades. So that's the real name of the game. So anyone who's fortunate to be listening today, anyone that's within the range of this wonderful radio show, you really are in for a real treat today, because this be the aha moment for anyone who's paying attention. This is transformative, life-changing information. You see, because there's more about this. For example, I told you that the 52 cards are the 52 weeks. The 12 royal cards, the jacks, queens, and kings, represent our 12 months and the 12 a.m. and the 12 p.m. hours in the day. But one thing that I haven't told you yet is that every day of the year has a card, a playing card, mathematically assigned to it. And so if you want to visit thepower.org or thepower.com, just remember two words, the power. It'll take you to the same place, the power. In other words, you just ask yourself, who's got the power? And so now that you know it, you do. You have the power now. Okay, at least you have the power to win in these four areas, emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually. So what happens is, if you want to go and look up your birthday on the birth card chart, you just go to thepower.org and click on the button that says look up your birthday. Then what's going to happen is you're going to see that there's a card that's corresponding to your birthday, and that card is called your birth card. And so then your birth card serves two functions. First is that card describes personality characteristics about you that explain why you are the way you are. In other words, have you ever heard that proverb that says, know thyself? Know thyself. Okay, then the second function of your birth card is that it serves as your primary identity symbol so that you can be located throughout the entire time map system. For those, I have a book that's actually available today. It's called, the book is entitled All About You is the name of the book. It's downloadable. It's for sale at thepower.org. A person can buy the entire book, or they can just purchase just their own birth card chapter out of the book. Because when you're looking at the birth card chart, you're going to be instructed to also not just look up your birthday, but also look up the birthdays of your family, your friends. And what will happen is when you start looking up their birthdays, you may start to notice some very interesting patterns. You know, you may start to notice that the person that you married and the person that you consider your best friend, they may have the same birth card. Or I've seen like entire families that have all different birthdays, but yet they all have the same birth card, even though they have different birthdays. And so anyway, you'll be fascinated just in an endless way. It never ceases to amaze me, even 23 years later. So in the book All About You, this is what that book talks about, is if you were to only purchase your chapter, then your birth card tells you is this. Your birth card describes personality characteristics about you that explain why you are the way you are. Then it goes on to talk about how you operate on a subconscious level. And then it talks about what it is that you're constantly becoming in life. Then it goes on to talk about what are your passions and wants, what drives you and makes you tick, what areas in life are you expanding and growing, what are your lifetime challenges, and what are your lifetime difficulties. And then it talks about what other birthdays, or better yet, what other birth cards are you most compatible to? And then it even lays out what famous people share your birth card and your personality traits. And so that's the format for every chapter. Then I have another book that's coming out in the fall that's called The Secret Wisdom of the Ages. And what this is a book of illuminated empowerment that is factored into the standard deck of playing cards. And this book has been graced by Michael Bernard Beckwith, wrote the foreword to the book. Michael Bernard Beckwith is the founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center, and he's the chief mentor and the chief spiritual teacher in my life. And so I was just so flabbergasted when he agreed to write the foreword for my book, because if he wasn't going to do it, then I was just going to have a book that didn't have a foreword, because there was just no one more perfect and more better than him for doing this, because of everything that he has taught me in the realm of spirituality. I became even a clergy 20 plus years ago as a result of just his inspiration in my life. And so then there's other things that I also make available. I have private consultations for those people that may have complicated issues. Oftentimes I will work for corporations that are trying to do team building so that we can look at the compatibilities there. One important thing that I want to not forget to mention is that this time map system gives you an ability that goes beyond the ability of all psychics and astrologers. I'm not saying this in any way to denounce them, because there are some great psychics out there and there are some really amazing astrologers out there. But even with that said, they can't do what the time map does. In other words, because of that extraordinary feature that I was explaining earlier about the people in your life right now, okay, are all located and identified on your time map by their birthday at the time that they're happening in your life, along with the experience that's happening from your point of view. So because of this world-exclusive feature to the time map system, what this means is you can look at the time map of anybody else. And because you know your own birthday, that means that you can locate yourself on that person's time map, and now you can see yourself from that person's point of view. That this is what I mean is, there's the psychics and astrologers, they can't do that within their own modalities. The only thing that does that is the world-exclusive feature of the time map system. So the time map system, along with being universally verifiable and mathematically exact, and beyond its profound truthfulness and accuracy and reliability, it also gives us this extraordinary feature of being able to see ourselves from anybody else's point of view without needing their permission. We don't have to ask them anything. We can just look at their map, and then we can see ourselves from their viewpoint. And that puts us at such a superior advantage, because it pretty much eliminates any possibility of error or making a mistake whatsoever. So the best way to describe the value of a time map would be to say that whatever your reason is for using headlights when driving down a dark road is the same exact reason why you always use your time map. In other words, if you don't drive in the dark, if you don't drive your car in the dark without using headlights, then don't live your life in the dark without using your time map. Because what the time map does is the time map removes the darkness. That's why it's called illuminated empowerment, because it illuminates. It's a source of light. It's a source of enlightenment. It's a tool that's designed to help us succeed in these four areas: emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually. And then the time map system also provides reliable and truthful answers to some of our most important questions. And yet, whether it's a map of space, which would be like a map of the United States, or whether it's a map of time, both maps both honor the free will. In other words, all a map can do is a map can show us where we are, and a map shows us what will happen if we go in any direction. But what the map cannot do is the map cannot predict which direction we will choose. In other words, a map of the United States cannot predict that, well, on Thursday you're going to go west until you get to California. You can't do that because the free will, that's why it's free, is because the free will is not bound by time and it's not bound by space. That's why it's called the free will. But yet, we exist in what's called a time-space continuum, which is, once again, the Einstein's law of relativity. So there's actually infinite applications of the time map system. And I actually suspect may be on the verge of that cutting-edge breakthrough that will ultimately give us the ability to predict when and where earthquakes will happen. I estimate that, I'm guessing, I'm guessing, but I actually think that we might be within 10 years of that breakthrough. It's just going to depend on some factors, but for now, the reason why we can't predict earthquakes is actually it's called Tabiti's theory. The reason why it's called Tabiti's theory is because it comes from me. And what Tabiti's theory says is we can never solve a calculus equation without applying the fundamental rules of arithmetic. And so to translate that into this earthquake circumstance that we have, seismology, which is the study of earthquakes, we have spent billions, if not trillions of dollars in that research and study, and we still cannot predict when and where earthquakes will happen. And so what I'm saying is seismology, or the science of earthquakes, that's the calculus equation. The time map system, that's the arithmetic. You see, and the reason why it's the arithmetic is because the time map system contains within itself, it reveals the coherent functioning of the laws of change. And so I'm saying that until that's integrated into the science of earthquakes, we're never going to be able to predict when and where they will happen. Okay, so, but that's just my theory, and I'm just giving you a glimpse peek into where I see this going. Another place where I see this going is I see this where I think it'll be either Match.com or Harmony.com. It'll be whichever one of them finds out about this first. They're going to integrate the time map system into their program. I can't imagine them not having the time map system because many of their users and clients are going to demand it because the time map system is the ultimate compatibility tool. And the reason why it's the ultimate compatibility tool is because the time map system shows our immediate compatibility, not necessarily our long-range compatibility, but our immediate compatibility. And it's not just limited to romantic compatibility because there's also financial compatibility. There's spiritual compatibility. There's even a planning compatibility. In other words, it's been said forever that timing is everything. I'm sure many people have heard that said once or twice in their life. And what the time map system does is it actually proves that timing is everything. For example, you could have a stockbroker or a business partner or a business advisor that's trying to get you to get on board with this real hot investment that's going on. You know, there's this real hot investment tip. And you're looking at your time map, and your time map is saying right now, it's saying financial trouble. It's saying financial uncertainty. It's saying financial obstacles, you know, or it's saying something like that. But then it's saying that with this individual, 3 months from now or 4 months from now or 5 months from now, it's saying financial success. It's saying financial power, material gain, financial satisfaction. So so basically what we would just say to this stockbroker that's trying to get us to invest is we say, look, just get back to me in 4 months and I'll be ready to do it then. You see, because once again, timing really is everything, except now we have a scientifically proven tool that proves it, because there's no belief required. Just like there's no belief required as far as everyone goes through 7 days a week, no matter what we believe, no matter what country we come from, no matter what religion we subscribe to, everyone goes through 7 days a week. Now, there may be a bunch of debate as to the origin of such a structure, but for now, since I'm simply talking in the context of numbers, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week is the ultimate absolute reality that applies to everyone. It's a universal reality.
Reverend Tabidi, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. First of all, excuse the interruption. My battery is hoping out here, but I wanted to first of all thank you for being on, and I wanted you to have an opportunity, if you would, to have someone ask a question if they're interested. Would that be all right with you?
That would be great.
So anyone who's listening, if you would like to ask Reverend Tabidi for some insight or to a specific, whatever it might be, push number one, and then I will be here for a few more minutes to bring you in and let you speak to him and then listen to what he has to say. So if you have a question, push number one. We'll wait a second, Reverend Tabidi, and if not, then you just continue on in the fabulous way that you've been going. It's been incredible. Thank you.
Yes. So I'll just talk.
Okay.
Is there someone?
Okay, I think that's enough time. So you go ahead and continue. And the outro may or may not come on the past few weeks, but just to, come on. If not, then you will know that you will end it at the end of the hour. And all you listeners, of course, you will give them the contact information. Thank you again, and I'll be in touch with you. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. Just interrupt. If anybody gets through, just interrupt, and I can stop right there. Okay?
Okay.
So.
All right.
Okay, so what I'm going to talk about now is there is something called the natural order of the suits, which is the natural order of the suits is hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. And the reason why it goes in that order is because it represents the four seasons of the human life cycle. So hearts being the first, hearts represents the spring. And so we spring into life. And hearts is the suit that symbolizes our emotional nature. So it's during this first season of our life when there's somebody changing our diapers and there's somebody feeding us and there's all of this important attention that centers around us if we become injured or sick. It is during this season that we're learning about the concept of family and home. And it's during this season when it's like, hi, this is your grandma, meet your grandma, this is your cousin Billy, you know, this is your Aunt Louise. And then suddenly we find ourselves in a classroom, which is the clubs season, and clubs symbolizes our mental nature. So what happens is we go from the home to the classroom, or we go from our parents to our teachers. Then with this education, and knowledge, we then go out into the world to make money. And so that means we have now entered the diamond season of the human life cycle. And so diamonds actually is a symbol of our values, because the way we make money in society is by establishing value. And so we establish value as a merchant that offers a product or a service, or we establish value as an employee who is imperative to the successful operation of that business. And then to talk about values a little bit more, basically, if we're holding something in our hand that has no value, we throw it away. So therefore, the more valuable something is, the more important it is. And then the more important something is called a priority. So our priorities are ultimately rooted in our values. And so it's our values that also determine the people who get to be the closest to us. In other words, you'll notice that the people who get to be the closest to you are the ones who correlate the most with where your core values are. And we will also sever relationships over conflict of value. In other words, we can say, it's not that I don't love you, but if I can't trust you, we can't do this. You see, like, there's all types of values. There's monetary value, which determines how much money we're willing to part with in exchange for something. That's monetary value. Then there's family values, where we may give somebody a little added preference because they have a bloodline associated with us. Or there are spiritual values. There are don't cheat on me values. Don't lie to me values. Don't you ever hit me values. So anyway, then when we enter the final season of the human life cycle, that's spades. And in this context, spades actually represents our health, because what completes the human life cycle is when the health has been totally exhausted. What happens in the final season of the human life cycle is body parts begin to go a little bad, and doctor visits become more frequent. And then this is the time when we tire and we begin to move, we begin to get more rest until we finally arrive at that final resting place, you know, which that can also be debated in many of the religions, of course, what happens in the afterlife. But that is how the four seasons of the human life cycle factors in also to the standard deck of playing cards. Then, when you go to thepower.org and when you look up your birthday on the birth card chart, the first thing you're going to notice is you're either going to be a heart, a club, a diamond, or a spade. So whatever the suit is, if you're a heart, then that means that your emphasis is going to be on your emotional nature. And that means that people and relationships is ultimately what you're all about. If your birth card is a club, then that means that your emphasis is going to be on your mental nature. And so that means that knowledge and information, okay, that's going to be your emphasis. It doesn't mean that you're not emotional. It just means that your emphasis is going to be on your mental nature. Then, if you're a diamond, then your emphasis is going to be in values. And then if you're a spade, then that means that your emphasis is going to be on your spiritual nature, or your emphasis is going to be on your employment or health. Then the number of your birth card is also going to play a role. In other words, if you're an ace, that means something, a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or if you're a jack, a queen, or a king, all of those things are different variables that come into getting a clearer definition of who you are. So remember, there's a proverb that says, know thyself. Know thyself. And so what happens is, each day we wake up and we continue our journey into the adventures of being alive. And what happens is, we come to these points of wisdom where, you know, or spiritual maturity, if you will, when we ultimately realize that we cannot control everything, but we can control our response or reaction to anything. And how we respond to anything that happens in life is something that is reflecting to us the truth about our level of consciousness or our level of spiritual maturity. You see, because as we develop and grow spiritually, the more we become less botherable. We're not bothered by things that used to bother us, because when we advance spiritually, or when we mature in consciousness, what happens is we stop giving our power away to those things, because it's basically nothing trying to become something that cannot be anything until we let it. In other words, something has to have our permission to bother us, or else it can't bother us. In other words, we have the power to say, okay, I'll let that bother me, but I won't let that bother me. If that happens, I'll let that bother me, but then I won't let that bother me. Another thing that I would like to cover is this. The ultimate reality of our existence is we're either standing with the truth or we'll have to face the truth. But either way, the truth is guaranteed to win. And so that's why it is of vital importance to use the time-map system, and to use it often, because that way you are removing the darkness surrounding your situation and circumstance. You're able to see in advance which way and with whom is leading to what it is that you seek to accomplish, whether it be emotional, mental, financial, or spiritual. And then you're able to have the truth on your side so that you're not operating on the wrong side of the truth. So I guess with the few minutes that we have left, I just want to thank Joanne Buckner, who is my real dear, sweet spiritual sister. She is a profoundly intelligent, brilliant lady. I have just tremendous admiration and respect for her gifts and for all of her constant giving. Both of us are we're members of the Interfaith Council of Southern Nevada, and which just kind of hosts all the different faiths and religions that are available. We even have atheists that are members of the group, and all are welcome. And it's just so interesting to just kind of celebrate all of our different diversities. And even with all of the diversity, remember, there are these underlying universal rules that put us all in the same boat. And that's the beauty of the time-map system. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who listened, everybody who's tuned in to today. And I hope that you were able to kind of come away with some insights and some understanding of some of the new modalities that are available to assist you with having a successful and powerful life. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to Joanne whenever, you know, when Joanne has something to say. That's like E.F. Hutton. Remember the E.F. Hutton commercials? You know, when Joanne has something to say, definitely everybody tunes into what she says. She's extremely educated. She's got an extremely extensive background, and she's got a heart that's just a little bit bigger than the size of the world. And so I just want to say that it's just been an honor and a privilege to be a guest on her show, or to actually, it's an honor and a privilege to be associated with anything that she touches, because anything that she touches is going to turn to gold or becomes gold. And so, Joanne, I just want you to I want to say to you that I just love you to the nth degree. Thank you for having me today. And for the next few minutes, I'll talk about just a few more things that might be of interest. Well, since perfect order governs existence, meaning that this perfect order is why every planet is exactly where it's supposed to be at the exact time it's supposed to be there. And this perfect order is the same reason why we can tell you in advance what time the sun will rise on any day, past, present, or future. It's because of this perfect order that life never makes a mistake at putting each and every one of us exactly where we're supposed to be at the exact time we're supposed to be there, because life never makes a mistake at putting us in the perfect situations and circumstances that are necessary for our growth and development into higher states of consciousness. Life puts us in the perfect situations and circumstances that are necessary so that our soul can become spiritually awake. When our soul becomes spiritually awake, we become liberated. We become free. We become unbotherable. We become enlightened. But yet, when we become enlightened, that doesn't mean that we've reached the mountaintop, because we're operating in the realm of infinity and eternity, where we're at the center of something that has no circumference. So with that being said, that means then that every country gets what it deserves, just like every individual gets what it deserves, even though if an individual is operating out of victim consciousness, then they're not going to understand that, because they're a prisoner of erroneous beliefs trapped in what's called victimhood consciousness. But for those of us that are getting this, what this means is whenever we elect a president, for example, the president actually is a symbol that is reflecting the collective consciousness of the people that are being governed. So I'll give you some examples. Ronald Reagan, his birth card's a six of spades. George H.W. Bush, who came after him, is a five of diamonds. Clinton is a seven of clubs. George W. Bush is a nine of diamonds. And Barack Obama is a nine of diamonds. So what happened is, under Bush Sr., his card is a five of diamonds, which means a change in finances, and it was under Bush Sr. that we went into a recession. Then Bill Clinton came along as a seven of clubs, and a seven of clubs means legal problems. And so we had Watergate, you know, Mangate. We had all these, you know, Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky, impeachment, you know, just all types of problems there. Then George Bush, who's a nine of diamonds, George W. Bush, a nine of diamonds, means overspending. You know, it means financial disappointment, overspending. Barack Obama is the same thing, nine of diamonds, overspending, you know, financial disappointment. So anyway, just wanted to get that in the last minute here. Anyway, it looks like we're coming up into being out of time. Really enjoyed my visit with you today. I just want to wish to you the happiest blessings for you. Definitely get over to thepower.com or thepower.org. It's the same website. And just enjoy all of the benefits that come with using your personal time map.
Long Hope Radio.